Napoleon. How be ya, Josh?
Hello, Jim. What you got in the wagon?
Cider.
Ain't making cider already, be ya?
Yep.
Good cider.
Well, if you want a drink, why don't you say so?
Well, I wouldn't mind.
Here's a gourdful.
How much did you make?
9 barrels.
Gosh, if you had another apple, you'd have made 10, wouldn't you?
Where was you going with that pole? Fishing?
No, just going down the creek to give this worm some swimming lessons.
Smart, ain't you?
Tolerably so. Did you hear about Lige Willett?
No, what's he been doing?
Putting whiskey in the chicken feed.
How did it work?
First rate. One old hen got so drunk she laid 10 eggs that day.
Abe Crosby's got a new horse.
I want to know.
Yeah? One day last week when it was raining, he was standing out in the middle of the road holding an umbrella over his horse.
Now, what was he doing that for?
That's what we all wanted to know. Abe said he only had the horse a short spell, and the fella he got him of said to be careful of him, or if he got the rein on his tail and run away.
I hear Ab Whitaker sued the Punkin Center Bugle for libel.
Two tails, did he get damages?
Everybody seems to think so. The judge made the editor give Ab the paper for a year.
I heard you had quite a time while you was down in New York.
Yeah, I made up a song about it. Want to hear it?
I wouldn't mind. Maybe I can stand it.
You see, Jim, when I left home to go down New York, I had my mind made up that I was some funkin'. I hadn't been down there more than 3 or 4 days when I found out I was nothing but a rube from a high grass town. Just got back from New York town where I never had been before. Haven't got as much money as I had when I left, but I know a lot more. When I left home, I thought that I was a man of some renown. But in old New York, I was on the board. Just a roof from a high grass town. And oh my, what they did to me lingers in my memory. From early morning till the sun went down, I got bunkoed all around. Cut more capers than a circus clown. Darned old room from a high grass town.